Good morning, everyone. It is the 15th of April, Monday morning, and I've often said that when I've been the most discouraged, I have found myself taking refuge in the Psalms. The 25th Psalm is a beautiful psalm, and I'd like to read it and then make some comments about it this morning. Psalm 25:18 says, "Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins." The psalmist here is acknowledging that he is afflicted, that he's experiencing, I don't know if he was talking about physical pain, but I'm sure he was talking about spiritual pain. "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies, and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the ways. The meek will be guided, will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my afflictions and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on truth. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles." Well, we see here this petition is a petition of the heart of the believer. It starts by saying, "O Lord, do I lift up my soul? I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me." Have you ever felt like sometimes you were going to be triumphed over by your enemies? I know I have. It says, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Well, only God can show us truth. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Well, one of the first things that one of God's people will do is recognize their need of a Savior. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth upon such as keep His covenants and His testimonies. Also, the psalmist says that pardon my iniquity, for it is great. We recognize that apart from the grace of God, we will be consumed by our sins. God is the only one that has the power to cleanse us and to forgive us of our iniquity and our sin. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Well, this is a marvelous psalm, a marvelous petition to God. And may that be our heart cry this morning, that God would have mercy upon us and forgive us of our many transgressions and deliver us from our enemies. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.